Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Bart, it's frustrating to me that I missed out on, you know, like, probably the best day a Jets fan has had since you uttered the words, can't wait. Like, that has to – hearing – I said this on Twitter. It's like the three greatest words – three greatest things ever uttered by – in Jets history. And I say uttered because that stupid Belichick napkin doesn't count. He didn't say it. He wrote it down. But it's obviously, I guarantee it, Joe Namath. It is Bart Scott's can't wait. And it is, of course, Aaron Rodgers. My intention is to play for the New York Jets. So what a day it was yesterday. And we're going to continue the fun with you on all that stuff. We have a lot to talk about, including what proper compensation is and some of the things that were coded in what Aaron Rodgers had to say yesterday. So, yes, we have plenty to get to on that front because I need my chance to have fun with this and enjoy it because it was a monumental day, a momentous day, especially one in New York sports that we're all going to talk about. But something happened last night that is equally monumental, Bart Scott.
It's polar opposite, right?
Yeah,
it's
it is.
Polar opposite.
It is.
All the jubilation and joy that Jets fans have had waking up today as a combo Jets Met fan is equally as sad. And you Edwin Diaz in the World Baseball Classic, and you know, you got Puerto Rico versus DR, and it's a classic just riddled with stars. 36,000 fans in attendance. You know, the pride of both islands or both countries. And, you know, Diaz comes out and does what Diaz is – what we've become accustomed to seeing Diaz do.
Yeah.
And that's just
– Narcos and three up, three down.
All we needed was Timmy Trumpets to come out. To come out afterwards. But
instead, you're playing taps after it.
But we've seen this before. Players injured and injuries. And I would ask the fans before, you know, we get out there, one of the – maybe the questions is, what injury – have we seen during celebration was the most catastrophic, right? We saw Bill Gramatica, whichever brother he is, Adam, whatever his brothers were. Gramatica. I got the last name right. Damn it. I don't know if it's Arizona or – but just a sad, sad ending to it.
It was Bill Gramatica.
But should have been a great game. Okay, stop it. You know what I'm saying? To be a great game, and you see him crying because signing a big contract, all the expectations that the Mets have, and he may be the one player that they couldn't afford to lose, right? You talk about, you know, bringing over Verlander, you know, Scherzer's here, but man, closer might be the most important position in all of sports, in all of football, I mean, baseball. You talk about the closer's the guy who gets it done because, you know, Verlander's only going to give you seven. You know that, you know, Scherzer's going to give you seven, but you got to get there. Mm-hmm. And he was the guy, was the exclamation point time and time again, and the Mets are going to be without him for the foreseeable future and probably the season, which brings up a bigger question. You talk about the World Baseball Classic and, you know, stars playing in it and the passion in which they play in. You know, I'm looking at Ohtani, you know, playing for Japan. He threw 102 miles an hour, but all for what, right? We see guys get injured. If you're a team, what type of insurance do you have on these players that if they go out and they get injured, that I shouldn't have to pay him $20 million or $40 million this year, you know, as you see him getting injured? Because is the obligation to your country or is your obligation to the team that employs you and pays you? And that brings up a question that we have to start analyzing.
You're asking this question. You're asking this question again. 800-919-3776. At Barton Hahn, by the way, also on Twitter. Is the World Baseball Classic worth it?
Yeah, are you getting worth the squeeze.
Right, exactly. Right. Are you getting bang for your buck on this? It is interesting because this is the time of year where everything, you know, like you're trying to ramp up for the regular season.
Yeah, ramp up.
But what you're doing is spring training, and then suddenly you're playing in high leverage games, right? These are intense games.
Emotions are involved. Yes. Pride for countries involved. And
it's manufactured, though. It's very manufactured. It's not like the Olympics. It's not like anything like that. This is just, we're manufacturing this idea of a very, you know, like of nationalism, of patriotism.
It's like the Drew League.
And we're doing it at, like, we're going from 0 to 100 at the very beginning. And while it has been entertaining on many levels, that is the result of this does make you wonder, is it worth it? And if you're a fan, of course it's fun because it's quote unquote meaningful baseball in March, which never happens. But you're watching, well, because you're watching guys playing for something. So that makes it meaningful to the players. They want to win for their country, like you said. And all that's great. I think the idea is good for baseball, but something like this, of course, is what makes you the most concerned.
Story, yeah.
Because if you're the New York Mets right now, what did I say about the Mets? And like when we talked about teams that could win a championship in New York, I put the Mets ahead of the Yankees, and I did so because of Diaz. I said because they have a closer, and I don't know if the Yankees do. And as we know, closer is critical, especially late in season, and more than ever in the postseason. As we know, getting those last 3 to 5 outs in a baseball playoff game that a closer, a good one, can give you is probably the most valuable thing you can have. The Mets had it. Now they don't likely. Now we'll get word on this. He's getting an MRI today, as everybody knows. And the minute there is any news on this, we will pass it along to you. But all the indications I get are that it's not good. And that's
contact.
Yes, and that's the fear. That is your fear. Now, again, did he get hurt because of a play? No. He didn't get hurt because of a collision or anything else. He was hurt celebrating. So to blame it on the World Baseball Classic is kind of unfair.
Yeah.
What it was is they were celebrating and he got hurt. Not exactly playing the sport. Much different, if you ask me.
Yeah.
I don't think you blame it on playing this tournament. I think it's just a freak injury that could have happened at any time. What if they had like a big ending to a game in April and his teammates mobbed him and he did it there?
But at least,
I don't think it really matters.
That's easier to digest. Now listen, who was that? Who was that that went over there in basketball, World Basketball last year and got injured? That was Bogdanovic or somebody that was supposed to come over here and play for somebody and they were depending on? Was it the Celtics player? He got hurt playing for his country in the summertime last year.
Well, that was, you mean Gallo? When Gallo was playing in the
Eurobasket. Yeah, Gallinari. Oh,
summer,
Gallinari.
And he blew out
his
ACL. Right, yeah. Exactly.
Like, is it worth it? And what obligation and what tools does teams have to protect themselves? Because now they have to go out there and try and find a closer. Or they got to go out there and try and find another bat. So what do you do? Like, will it stop players from wanting to play in it if they know they have to sign a waiver that, hey, if you get injured over here, that, hey, we're not paying your salary. It'll go underneath our insurance policy so that I can have salary cap space to go out and try and find some way to replace your productivity either with one player or two players or going out and making a move. Because now, like, the Mets is all in. You talk about the luxury tax that he's paying. Yes. I'm paying luxury tax on a contract. Yeah, it could have happened in the regular season, or it could have happened in spring training. Hell, it could have happened if he was just playing around, you know, during a rainout. But hell, it didn't. And now I have no tools to go out there to be able to figure out. Like, listen, the Yankees held Severino out, right? Because they're like, listen, we ain't got time to risk this. You've been injured. No,
Brandon Nimmo didn't want to play.
Yeah, we don't think this is a good thing to do because guys aren't stretched out. Guys haven't been. You know, really pitching with that type of intensity, and you go out there and you get emotional. You know what I'm saying? That's why I don't play pickup games because, you know, it may not take that much for somebody to strike a nerve and get me jacked up on what I'm doing. I'm like, hold on, let me tie my shoes up a little tighter than I intended to because this dude think I'm playing, and it's all for nothing because those competitive juices get going. And listen, it's unfortunate, but it still raises the question because we've seen it happen in football. We've seen it happen in the All-Star game, the great – I forget his name. His last name was Edwards that played for the Patriots that was playing in some, like, volleyball tournament.
No, they playing in volleyball tournament. Playing football on the sand.
Yes.
That's what that was, yeah.
Blew his ankle out, never played again.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So we've seen it. Yes, we've seen it happen at every single sport. Mm-hmm. And it brings up the question, should the team be liable or should the player be liable to make sure that if he doesn't come out, you know, that game or that series the same way that he went in, that the team isn't on the hook? Because if you do something outside, mm-hmm. doing something risky, like riding a motorcycle or doing something you ain't supposed to, they have ways where they can say, you know, you took an undue risk and we're not on the hook for that. But now we got to pay luxury tax. We got to pay money and pay you a salary that you won't get a chance to earn because you were doing non-met stuff.
All right, well, before we hear from the people, everybody wants to sound off on this. All right, and again, don't forget that this World Baseball Classic is actually something created by Major League Baseball, right? You have to understand that part of it. So,
it's
don't know how.
Voluntary, though. Still it, voluntary.
It is, yes. You can say no to it, okay? But the salary of a player who's injured, it's not on the owner. I think that's part of the rules that come with this, though. But there's a lot of things to digest with this. Buster only is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Buster has all the answers to all those kind of questions. Again, Bart and I know, you know, like there's a lot of things about this that is a great unknown, but we know that everybody has a passion about it. So we'll certainly talk with some people about it momentarily. But let's hear from at least from one player from Puerto Rico that, I mean, they were all devastated. You saw his brother was crying.
Yeah.
I mean, they were after such elation. Off an emotional win.
From one second to the next.
So much despair. And so Kike Hernandez just gave a little bit of perspective on what he saw.
I didn't really know what was going on because I was playing center, and I celebrated with MJ and Eddie out in the outfield. And then when we started coming in, we were, like, looking around at everybody, and it wasn't pretty much till we got to the infield dirt that we realized that something had gone wrong. At the moment, we didn't know who it was, and when we got there, that's when we realized who it was.
Now, how about the mood? Because, again, after such a big win, you see something like that happen. And all these guys know what it means to the player.
And he's crying.
I mean, comes a certain point that it gets bigger than a game, and there's something very unfortunate happened. And, you know, as excited as we were about the game and all that, as one of our brothers, and some of us grew up together and all that, so it's really easy to set aside the game and worry about us as humans. So it definitely doesn't feel in there like we just beat the Dominican Republic to advance.
800-919-3776 is the number. So there's a lot of people that want to sound off on this. Let's get to some calls here now. We begin in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Talk to Juan. What's up, Juan?
Hey, what's up, guys? First thing I want to say is thanks for taking my call. You guys get me through my day every day. I drive trucks, and you guys are the best.
Awesome. Appreciate you.
I just want to say that I'm Puerto Rican, of Puerto Rican descent, grew up playing the game all my life. The thing that a lot of people don't understand, this was brought up on the K-Show. I don't mean to bring up another show, but this was brought up on the K-Show a couple weeks ago. They couldn't understand why these guys go and play for their country. And to us, to be honest, this is like the Olympics for us. This is the Olympics for us. So that's how important it is to us. But on top of that, I had a question with you guys. Like, when LeBron goes and plays for the Dream Team, does nobody ever complains about when those guys go and play for the Dream Team? So isn't that kind of similar? So why would they complain if somebody gets hurt doing this?
Yeah, forget the Dream Team. I'm talking about the international championships. Like, we talk about Gallinari last year, who got signed by the Boston Celtics. Or what is that this year? And he blew his knee out.
Yeah, last
right?
year.
So
we
talk about it as well. We talk about the risk. When you talk about the Olympics, you know, having an Olympic gold medal is like having a championship. It's something that you can profit off of going forward, and it immortalizes you. I don't know if you get the same cachet for winning the World Baseball Classic.
Well, here's what I say, Juan, is that the Olympics are obviously held in a different regard. That's the only point I'm making.
Right.
I'm not saying it's more important. I'm just saying it's held in a different regard because of the history of it. But there is, of course, risk when it comes to this, but there's a pride factor. And what Juan's saying, Bart, is that for a lot of these players, especially the players from the Caribbean, there is a lot of emotion about who are the better – who's turning out the better players.
Bro,
and
you
these
feel
are
that.
Ways to compete and have that bragging rights about it. It does mean a lot to them.
Hey, when 36,000 fans show up, that's – we won't get that on opening day in most ballparks. So.
In Miami. Hey, 36,000 people showed up in Miami to watch baseball. They don't get that.
Right, so we understand you know, what that means and how important it is to those group of people. But, you know, it just we have to ask the question, right? Yeah. And you guys are giving your answers. And
well,
I,
let's
if
get
you
more.
Ask a million people, you're gonna get a million different opinions.
Yeah. Now again, it's one thing from the World Baseball perspective. It's another thing from a Met perspective. If you're a Mets fan, you definitely have to be feeling it as well. Like Joe in New York. What's up, Joe?
What's up, guys? Thank you for taking the call. Just want to talk about Diaz real quick. I mean, I'm going through Twitter last night, this morning. I was absolutely sick to my stomach last night watching it happen. Yeah. But you know what? We got all these guys, like Bart was saying yesterday with the Jets, and everybody making fun of Jordy Nelson and Donald Driver. Now we got all these guys going Mets for clicks. Everyone's saying the Mets going to Met. You know what? It's a freak accident. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
it was.
It's definitely low right here, but you know.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Joe, this is what now has to happen next. And like I said, we'll have Buster Olney on, and he's going to go into some of the details and the information. Like, you really need to hear this because, you know, Buster's got all the answers, is what it means for the Mets, what they can do going forward, and all those things. And the one thing that you have to do just look right away is say to yourself, all right, where do they go from here? Now, you're hoping that, all right, let's hope it's not catastrophic. Maybe there's a way he can come back later in the season. But as we know, with a pitcher and legs, you need them, all right? So it's something, if he's not 100%, he might not be at his best. So what do they do from here as we're 2 weeks from opening day? What do we do from here? Well, they have Robertson there, right? They have David Robertson, so maybe he could close. They've got other opportunities. I mean, Ottavino's there, Smith. They've got guys that you could, for in a pinch, if you needed someone, especially Robertson who has closed before, that you could have them in a pinch. But let's be honest, you are a championship-caliber team. What you expect from the Mets, and this is where you go, Mets going to Met? No, Mets are going to run their organization properly. The minute they get the news, and if it is news that he will not be available to them for this entire season or the majority of it, what you've got to do is then aggressively pursue a closer. And you spend the entire first half of the season doing it until before the trade deadline, you get one. And if you can get one in May or April, you do it. And they will spare no expense because that's their mentality. That's how they've been. So I would, as a Mets fan, at least somewhat feel confident that they will go out and find themselves a closer to fill that position. But he's obviously not going to be as effective or as good as what you were hoping to get out of Edwin Diaz.
What a blessing to have Cohen instead of Wilpon, somebody that's willing to spend and accept more responsibility, even though it's not his fault. I mean, what a blessing it has been to be able to have a guy that's 14 about $10 billion richer than everybody else and has made a commitment, and we know that he will see it forward.
Exactly.
And not just say, well, we got to make it work, because this team needs to win
the
division.
Billy Eppel has to do. He knows his owner's not going to put any restrictions on him. All right, we got
to
go get a guy. So go get a guy, and that's where the LOL Mets and the Mets for clicks, that all goes out the window.
Yeah.
Because it's not same old Mets with this guy running the organization.
Hey, you go to the usual suspects, man. Go to the Rays. You go to Oakland.
That's right. Who's looking to dump some money? Exactly.
Hey, we give you prospects.
Right, right. Instead of bring us your tired and your poor, bring us your expensive.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. You go to the usual suspects.
Exactly.
You want some money?
Pittsburgh, Kansas City, Miami. Who's looking to dump some money? Let's take Tim in Basking Ridge. What's up, Tim?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Love the show. Bart, I actually met your personal trader one time, and I actually talked to you on the phone in a bar once. I don't remember that.
I talked to you in a bar? Was it his favorite bar? Was it his favorite bar with the bricks and the low ceiling line?
I don't know, but he's like, I know it was my birthday, and I was like, yeah, I'm Bart Scott's trainer. And I was like, no way. And he's like, I'll call him right now, and I asked you about who the Jets were going to draft.
See? I'm a man of the people. I don't just do it for radio. I do it for real. What up, though? What you got, Tim?
I was just thinking that I know it doesn't have – the World Baseball Classic doesn't have the same esteem as the World Cup and things like that. But for these players, I guess, it's the same thing. Like, they're not soccer players, and the World Cup has had this huge history. And I feel like we saw sort of similar to what we're seeing right now in baseball when the World Cup this past year was held literally during the season that all these European teams are playing.
Right.
And it's hard for the team, and obviously freak things happen. I'm a Yankees fan. You hate to see this happen to Diaz, but I feel like the team's hands are kind of tied. These players want to go out and represent their country, you know?
Especially when Major League Baseball is the one sponsoring it, right? Like, that's the whole thing, Tim, is that the league itself is promoting it. And, by the way, it is good for the sport. So they also need it for that. But it's the closest thing they have to an international competition that involves, you know, my nationality versus your nationality and the bragging rights that come with it. And in every sport, you know, that always happens. I mean, that's just how we do it. So it's just this had to happen. It's a freak thing. It didn't happen during gameplay. It was celebration. As Barr brought up Gramatica. How about Gus Frerotte? Headbutting, right? I mean, like, these things do happen occasionally where you're having a good time and the next thing you know, somebody got hurt. Angel in the Bronx. Angel.
Hello?
Hello, what up, Angel? How are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I love your show as well. Angel, I'm from the Bronx. Gotcha. Just letting you know real quick, you know, the World Baseball Classic for us Puerto Ricans and Dominicans, it is like the World Cup. Where I grew up in the Bronx, we play baseball all our lives, and sometimes we have our own little rivalries, you know, real quick, you know, Puerto Ricans against Dominicans. So that comes from childhood. So for us, it means a lot. Watching the game yesterday, honestly, is sometimes better than watching a Game 7 of the World Series. I'm telling you, we were so excited of just the outcome of the game for Puerto Ricans, obviously. Mm-hmm. But what happened to Edwin Diaz was a freak accident, and it was just celebrating. And I don't want this to, like, try to end the World Baseball Classic, because this is actually, like, the real World Series. This is Japan, Italy, Colombia, Venezuela, Puerto Rico, DR. You know, this is a real World Series. It's not the 30 teams of the major leagues that they're all based in the U.S. except in Canada. This is actually like a real World Series if you look at it.
Literally.
So that's my take on it.
Yeah. No, Angel, that's what it's literally a World Series when you consider that it's made up of different parts of the world. Now, again, it's something that they've made up, they manufactured, they put together, but it has built up over time to become something, like Bart said, at 36,000 people that are there to watch it. Ed in New York, what's up, Ed? Ed?
Ed, come on. We were on good roll.
What's up, guys?
Yeah, you. What up, Ed?
Sorry, I've been eating. Big fan, guys. I just wanted to say, I seen some people on Twitter say that they should cancel the World Baseball Classic. I think that's crazy. We've seen players like Paul George get injured in Team USA games.
Oh, that was a devastating one. That wasn't even an Olympic game. That was an exhibition game.
Yeah.
When he broke his leg.
And especially with these baseball players, they get injured doing crazy things, like Cespedes getting injured with wild boards.
Ed. Why are you going to pour salt in the wound, man? We talk about a Mets player getting hurt. You're going to pull up another Mets player getting hurt on a board.
I mean –
What
Come
about
on,
Aaron Boone? I'm a Yankee fan. What about
exactly.
Aaron Boone?
Yeah, tell me you're a Yankee fan without telling me you're a Yankee fan. What about Boone playing basketball?
No, Bart, that's what he said. He said, how about Aaron Boone? Aaron Boone was playing basketball, tore his ACL, and that's why A-Rod became a Yankee. I mean, and that was in the offseason.
Well, thank
so,
you,
So, yeah, these things.
Thank you for your service, Boone.
These things, yeah, well, it's true. Hey, thanks for the home run. But these things happen. And now Hammer, Bergenfield, right? I mean, these things happen, and we should not overreact and say that it's it. You just banish the whole thing because of something like this.
Hammer, don't hurt him. What's up,
Hammer? Time.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
I'm a huge Met fan since 86. Last World Series, I was, 9, 10 months old. Devastating injury, and I really hope that he heals up quick and is here at some point during the season.
I wouldn't rush it.
I'm thinking about another freak accident, and this happened in Major League Baseball during the regular season. Kendrys Morales' walk-off grand slam a couple of years ago, he got to home plate and he broke his leg.
Yeah.
Damn, he mustn't eat enough milk. Calcium low.
No, that was against the Mariners. It was like 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah,
right?
It happens, and it's unfortunate.
Because when he jumped, wasn't this the one when
he jumped
in the air and he landed on the but he landed so hard that he broke his leg, right? Wasn't that it?
Yep.
Yeah, man.
These things happen. Accidents, unfortunately, but I really hope that we get Diaz back at some point, even if it's the playoffs. But we need Diaz, and we need Diaz badly. And we need Timmy Trumpet, too.
Trumpet without Edwin Diaz.
Trumpet on a harmonica now.
I'm going to say it one more time. Then we're going to have Buster Olney join us in the next segment, and he'll give us all the details on everything about this stuff. But the one thing we got to ask him, because you know he knows, like Bart said it, go ahead, find one of these teams that they don't want to, they have a high price guy and they want to get rid of him. The Mets right now should be active to find themselves a closer, because what you want to do right now is put a stop to some of this. Look, there's a depression that hits you immediately because you know how much of a value he was last year, but you're not going to have him more than likely for the season. You're more than likely. And even when you get him back, it could be late, but you need a closer. You had to go out and find one. You could go temporary right now with somebody on your roster that has closed like a Robertson. Okay, you have people who have done it. But if you really are serious about taking out the excuse immediately, this Billy Upler's got to do this. Right away, get on the phone, go find some team that's got a closer that you know can get the job done, go get him. And then you, right away, you in that clubhouse, you give that sense of, man, we're all in. We didn't waste any time. I'll tell you quickly. 1993, the Knicks won 60 games. They were a great team. They lost, obviously, to Bulls, you know, to Jordan and the Bulls. It always was in the way. The following year, there was no Jordan, and they felt like this was our year. Early in the season, Doc Rivers, a starting point guard, blew out his ACL. Your starting point guard blew out his ACL. What are you going to do now, right? It's all lost. Knicks turn around, didn't waste any time. We love you, Doc, but you're hurt, on to the next one. They made a trade for Derek Harper, brought him in, they get to the finals. I mean, they bring in a guy like that to fill in for a guy like Doc Rivers. So that's what you do as an organization, and that's what shows stability and also that you're aggressively pursuing a championship. And that's what I want to see happen with the Mets once the news gets out. If it, you know, well, I'm guessing this is going to be the year. I'm guessing it. For a pitcher? Oh, yeah. Legs? Yeah. This could be the year. Even if it's not, though, the aggressive pursuit of a championship includes making sure you eliminate every excuse. So we'll see what they do.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Buster Olney, our baseball expert. Buster, how you feeling?
What it is, what it is. Feeling kind of down after yesterday.
Yeah. Let's start with that because, you know, obviously you're getting some now criticism of the World Baseball Classic after – it's sad, too, because that what an atmosphere that game had when Soto hits the home run. I mean, it just the three up, three down – celebration that game ends, just stop it in that moment, and boy, what everything you would love about the World Baseball Classic and also for the sport. And then there's the celebration, then the injury, and now everybody's saying maybe you should just get rid of this thing. Players can get hurt like this and it can ruin a whole season. What are we doing? What's the word and the vibe you're getting about that pushback on this early season or preseason tournament that they've been doing?
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt that it's going to dampen the enthusiasm of teams to have their players participate. It's going to have an impact on it. You know, in the end, it's going to be up to the individual players to choose whether or not to do that. But we know, for example, that a lot of times you see the best Yankee players, they're not there, you know. And that's, I think, in part because within the Yankee organization, the culture is, look, we need to focus on winning here. From, you know, the club executive side from around baseball, what I got back this morning was, look, it might be true, it is true, that the players love doing the World Baseball Classic. It's got a little bit more juice. But you guys also know that during when these contracts are negotiated, the teams will put in clauses, you're not allowed to hang glide. You're not allowed to ride a motorcycle. You're not allowed to play basketball. We don't want you getting hurt outside of our workplace.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? The WBC is not the New York Mets workplace. And so you can bet that they're sitting there gritting their teeth today, having just apparently lost the best closer in baseball for an extended period of time while competing in the National League East. And so you can understand why people want to use the WBC to foster interest in the sport, and you can understand at the team level why some folks just can't stand it.
Because it's supported by Major League Baseball, do the players have to assume that risk, or is it covered because it's underneath the league? It's not like they're going outside of the league and going doing something that's not sanctioned by Major League Baseball.
It's an interesting question, Bart. You know, of course, Diaz is the first reliever to get a contract over $100 million. That's covered in insurance, set up through the WBC. So it might be, it's probably not 100% coverage, but let's say the Mets are getting 70% of it. Well, guess what? The amount of money that they're paying to Diaz is not separated under the for luxury tax purposes.
Yeah.
So The Mets are on the hook for the remaining money left, and they also get hit with the $20 million luxury tax bill, and which probably is this morning going to only enhance their frustration over this.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can understand this right, and for our listeners as well, you're saying that they're still on a hook, even though it's insured, and they may get some of that money back, they still have to pay the luxury taxes. But does that mean that if they go out and sign somebody, that maybe it may not change it may not raise their ceiling, right? As long as they're underneath what Diaz made, right? Because if it's protected and it's under insurance, then that should be taken off the books if they replace it.
No, it's the opposite, right? It's the opposite from what I understand, right, Buster?
So it's double
it's
jeopardy?
It's the opposite.
It's double jeopardy, right.
Oh, man, man.
Right. So, yeah, they could get relief. Let's say, and I'm just making up these numbers, let's say that they got 70% coverage of his salary. You know, the Mets would recoup $14 million back, but they don't get relief on how much money is accounted for with the luxury tax threshold.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're $100 million over before the Diaz injury, they're still $100 million over after the Diaz injury. And if they have to sign a Zach Britton for, say, $5 million, they pay a salary and they get the tax.
Talking with Buster Olney again about what we saw last night, Edwin Diaz and the injury. We're still waiting to get the results of the MRI, to hear that from the team officially, to know what the injury exactly is and then how long they will be without him. But it does feel like it'll be significant. Now, as Buster's explaining the tax ramifications and the salary aspect of all of this, we do at least acknowledge that they do have the richest owner in the sport and someone that has not been hesitant to spend. So with that in mind, I imagine, Buster, that they will be trying to find a replacement for him. But before I even ask you about names and everything, you already mentioned Zach Britton. Let me ask you just one question we had a debate about during the break. Tell me your take on the importance of a closer today versus, I guess, what it used to be. Do you feel like closer is still a critical piece of the puzzle when it comes to winning a championship? Is he somebody that with him, they are just significantly better, but without him, they might not survive?
Generally speaking, and I got this back from, you know, folks with other teams this morning, you can find replacements for relievers more than in any other spot. There's such volatility in performance. There's such a volume of players. So generally speaking, yeah, you can. That's a part of the team that you can fix. The Washington Nationals midseason 2019 had the worst bullpen in baseball, and they walked off with the championship at the end. Daniel Hudson, who they added during the year, wound up throwing the last pitch of that season. But you can't apply generally to the Mets situation because Edwin Diaz is by far the best reliever in baseball. Struck out almost exactly 50% of the batters he faced last year. You guys know the stat, wins above replacement WAR.
Yeah.
He was at 3.0 WAR. The next closest reliever was at 2.4. So in some respects, it's like, imagine if this happened with the Yankees back in the day. Yeah, you could find someone who would fill the role in place of Mariano Rivera. You can't replace Mariano Rivera, and you can't replace Edwin Diaz.
It was very similar to a couple of years ago when Chapman was injured and the Yankees were trying to figure out who they were going to put there, and it just just didn't seem like anybody could stick. So I guess the debate will continue on that. All right, with that in mind, though, you would think that a progressive organization like this, like they are now, with the money that they are willing to spend to become a champion – there are options for them. There's some on the roster. They have Ottavino. They have Robertson, guys who have done it before. But you mentioned Zach Britton. Is that the most likely candidate? Is there other team? Are there teams maybe they could find? Like Bart was joking around how you can always go to the Pittsburghs and the Miamis and the Kansas Cities. You know, who's on your roster that you don't want to pay for? We'll take them off your books. Is there somebody like that out there that the Mets can go out and get and sort of take the black cloud away as fast as possible?
Well, they can patch the hole at closer, I think internally. You got a David Robertson who's got tons of experience closing. He's finishing up games to the Phillies in the postseason last year, 157 saves. You could, close some games depending on matchups with Adam Ottavino. The problem for the Mets, of course, is that if you move a Robertson out of the seventh or eighth inning, then you got to find someone to step into his shoes. And, you can – there are plenty of relievers that you can try out. And that's the good thing. During the course of the year, assuming that Diaz is out for an extended period of time, they'll have guys that they'll try out, but there's just nobody. I mean, those are the biggest shoes of any relievers in baseball. You're not going to find anybody to fill those shoes.
Yeah, that's
so they
like
may rotate guys. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, sorry.
No, that's like saying, your kicker doesn't matter until you have Vinatieri or you have Tucker, and he becomes a weapon. And if you got the best at any position potentially in near future, then of course it becomes a weapon. But one rule of thumb is is to try and fill the void, and another one is just to try and increase the bats and scoring. So do you think they go out and say, okay, well, we can fill this hole, but we probably going to need more runs and we're going to need another bat? So do you think they try and figure out how to make a move for a bat, or do they go out and try and say, okay, externally try and fill the Diaz void?
Yes, I do. And I'm not going to tell you that they would necessarily do that now. I know Billy Epler and known him a long time, and Steve Cohen and how aggressive he's going to be. Mm-hmm. They'll be looking for that constantly. There's an expectation among other teams is that as we get closer to trade deadline, the Mets are going to be one of the most aggressive teams, which only makes sense because once you go over the luxury tax threshold, who cares?
Right.
You're paying a tax. You might as well keep adding, and the name everyone's going to be watching during the course of summer, it's not going to be news to you guys, is Shohei Ohtani.
Don't say it. Don't tease with a good time. We got A-Rod coming to town, and you thinking the Jets can get good things and the Mets can get good things? Oh, man, don't tease me with a good time, bust.
Well, just have to wait and see. The Angels have to be way out of the race, I think, for them to consider trading him, but that's the name everyone's going to watch. And I don't know if you guys have gotten a chance to watch him in the WBC so far this year. He looks like the 12-year-old. Yeah, he looks like the 12-year-old who hit puberty 5 years before anybody else.
He's Andy Reid. He's Andy Reid in the punt pass challenge.
I mean, it's
6'5", everybody else 5'2".
But it's also just to see that he has that flair, that star power, that in the moment dramatic kind of, he hasn't played yet in a high leverage game. We haven't seen him in a playoff type atmosphere. High leverage is the closest we have. And boy, does he does not shrink in the spotlight. So you got to feel like wherever he goes, and if it's a place like New York, have a feeling that he'll rise to the occasion rather than shrink like some guys tend to do. Buster, this is why we go to you, man. You bring all the great information, and then you love to just drop one little nugget in there to get Bart all excited.
I'm
greatly appreciated.
All right, guys.
All right, all the best.
Thank you.
All right, Buster only. Again, he's the best.
Well, you heard it here first. The Mets maybe getting a Shohei Ohtani.
Wait, no, he did not say that.
He was
just saying the name to keep an eye on.
Per source, okay.
Per source. Whatever it is, you heard his explanation. The Mets can get through it, but you would expect that they're going to get their keep an eye out on things, but you're just not going to find somebody that's going to replace somebody as good as obviously Edwin Diaz.
And they're in a competitive division, Alex. Oh, yeah. You think about the Phillies.
Do not want to slip.
Where we're right there. So, you need him to get you through. You need excellence. And he was an excellent player. He was one of their guys.
As he said, your bullpen was set up a certain way. Ottavino, Robertson, the different names they had were not meant to be in the ninth inning. They were meant to be, sixth, seventh, eighth. Those guys that set up then lead you into the closer. Now everybody has to stretch it out, and one person's got to come in from the depth that will fill a role that you were not expecting. Can they find somebody to do all that? All right, we got more calls. 800-919-3776. This is a huge story today. We do have more to get to, of course, because there is the Aaron Rodgers side of everything that continues to go. And I know yesterday was a momentous day for a lot of Jets fans. It was certainly for me. I haven't had a chance to talk to Bart about this on the air. I was off yesterday flying home. I was in the air 30,000 feet when all this was going on. I'm watching this thing on YouTube yesterday on the plane, on the flight home, and I was just going crazy. And so let's have some fun talking about that.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Okay, so like I said, just a little reset of everything going on here. We're still waiting on the news. I'm sure the Mets at some point today will let us know about the MRI results on Edwin Diaz, on what happened to his – it's the right leg, right, I believe, in the celebration after the game last night. So we'll see what that is all about. Aaron Rodgers, again, has made it clear yesterday what a momentous day it was for the Jets and their Jet fans, but yet it's not done, and it's not close to being done. So we'll talk about compensation and everything else what the Jets need to do to just get this deal done. We'll do that in the 1 o'clock hour. We got your calls on that. We'll talk some Knicks as well because they come off a road trip where suddenly things looked a lot brighter again. That game in Portland was phenomenal. That second half was just brilliant. Great third quarter, great bench play. So for you Knicks fans as well, we got plenty of coverage on that. You'll hear from Hal Steinbrenner and others on the Yankees and some of their exciting young players and what the future might hold for them as we're 2 weeks away from opening day. But right now we've got calls at 800-919-3776. Let's get to a couple more here, including Jeff on Long Island. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. How you guys doing?
Good.
All right. So from my perspective as a Puerto Rican kid that grew up in Brooklyn, seeing this World Baseball Classic reminds me of my youth going to all the softball games on the weekends at Highland Park, the Dominicans against the Puerto Ricans. You guys, people don't understand the fun that it is going to these events and seeing these two teams compete against each other. The rivalry is so intense. For people to want to end this, this will be a terrible move because somebody got hurt. Players get hurt. That's part of the game. It happens. Yep. Okay. Now, a lot of people are getting upset with Steve Cohen because he allowed his players to play, specifically Lindor and Diaz. Man, that dude is married to a Puerto Rican woman. You think she's not going to allow that? That dude would not get any loving at home if he didn't allow them dudes to play. Are you guys crazy? Just think about all the Puerto Ricans that they've been trying to bring to the Mets. Carlos Correa. Carlos Beltran was going to manage the team. Get out of here, man. That woman ain't letting that happen. Get out of here.
Wants to see it, Jeff.
Jeff, do you think that maybe...
I let him go.
But do you think that the great players or the good players or the special players shouldn't play? You know what I mean? It's something like let's say if Greek was in the thing.
No, I don't want to hear this.
You
would
let Theotis play. It don't have to be the best players.
Bart, come on, man.
I didn't see Judge out there with Trout, did I? You know why Trout was out there? Because his team ain't going no damn where anyway. So this closest thing, he going to get to a damn championship.
Well, that's true, too.
Anything.
But Trout, it's like I said about Ohtani. For Trout, it's like he gets a rare chance to play in meaningful games.
Exactly.
Right? And it's early in the season, so he won't get hurt. But I'll tell you what, though, Bart, you think of it your way. You're an athlete, right? You played in the league for 11 years.
Yeah.
You're going to tell me that if the NFL did something that was fun, but it was outside of the season, and you're playing this game and you're running around having a great time, and it's the same kind of thing. Maybe it's even like regional versus region. Maybe it's even like it's some way it divides it up to this bragging rights involved. Somewhere everybody's got their personal pride about them. And you're telling me that in a celebration, somebody got hurt. Not in the game.
One.
Not in the game.
One, how do you live that down?
Not on a hit.
How do you live that down?
Not on a cut where he turned, like his knee went the one way and his body went the other. No, no, no. It's a celebration. A guy got hurt. And you're going to say, you know what? Fun's over, everybody. This is too dangerous. It's too dangerous. They were celebrating. So I don't want to miss me with the idea that they should never play the World Baseball Classic because someone got hurt celebrating.
Alan, no more celebrations. Air high fives. No.
In a
no
sport concept. Where no they jump. Already Listen. They already squelch being happy. They New. Squelch it. Don't New. Celebrate. Don't flip your bat. Don't do any of this. Now they're saying we can't play this because you got hurt celebrating. See, New we rule. Told you you shouldn't celebrate. Put your head down. You know, when that game ended, instead of jumping around, they should have just went off the field, shook hands like gentlemen. That's my point about this sport. They wanted to, every time something happens with a celebration, we overreact to it.
New rule, no crop circles. New rule. You can't come together more than three people and jump in a circle and put your body weight on somebody else.
Right.
You can't jump around the damn mile neither.
Just shake hands. Just shake hands and bow. Shake hands, bow, get off the field.
Exactly. Treat it like it's COVID. Don't touch nobody.
That's right. No, right. Social distancing after celebrations. Will you air high fives? Like, give me a break. I completely understand it if a guy blew his arm out because they made him pitch eight innings.
Why couldn't it be a bad
That he had to throw 130 pitches in March. That, I get it. I completely get it. But this was a freak accident that is just insane when you think about how it happened. What he got hugged. Oh, my God.
So we mentioned it, right? We talk about Paul George is one example of it, right?
Yeah, and that was in a game. He was actually competing, and he landed in the most awkward way, and it was a really gruesome injury.
And we got Gallinari, right?
And Gallo was playing it, although that's very important to Italy. Like, he's playing in the Euro Championships. I mean, that's a big deal in the summers. It means the world. And he played for his country, and he unfortunately blew out his knee.
And now we got Diaz, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why can't bad players get hurt?
We don't talk about them when they get hurt. They just get hurt.
Like, come on, man.
They just get hurt. Bad players just get hurt, and nobody talks about it.
Anybody
Trust
else
me, I know.
Hurt?
I'm
anybody,
one.
Anybody else get hurt in the World Baseball Classic? What was the dude? But I got hurt at 2:00. They didn't even mention it.
Nothing.
They didn't even air it. They went to commercial.
Man, we didn't even know you got hurt.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.